Now, Chris, I have a question for you. The last time you greeted someone, did you shake their hand?
Well, it was my wife, but she probably would have looked at me rather strangely had I done that. But yes, if it was a stranger, I almost certainly would endeavour to shake their hand.
Now, here's another question for you. What did you do with your hand afterwards?
Because, no comment.
Well, you probably didn't realise it at the time, but the likelihood is that you subconsciously brought it up to your face and sniffed it. Using hidden cameras, Israel's Weizmann Institute researcher Idan Fruman has found that we humans do the socially more acceptable equivalent of what two dogs do when they first meet.
People tend to sniff their own hands following a handshake. We first noticed that anecdotally. We just saw people do that after meeting new people. And we set to find out if it's really something that we can describe as an effect.
How did you actually do it then? Were you literally asking people to shake hands and then seeing what they did afterwards?
The design was very simple. We put people in a room without them knowing they are being filmed. After about 2 minutes, an experimenter went into the room and either shook or didn't shake their hands. We filmed them for an additional 2 minutes. We measured the time their hand spent near their noses. The results were very substantial increase in the time that the right hand spent near the nose when there was a handshake.
Your interpretation of that would be that having shaken someone's hand, there's been a transfer of chemicals from the skin of one to the other, and therefore if you give your hand a sniff, you're effectively sampling the chemical makeup, the chemical fingerprint, the odour profile of your opposite number.
Right, this is what we think, and we also checked that. We actually measured if we can transfer chemicals from one person to another. We put gloves on an experimenter and shook their hands to see if something is left over from a handshake on this glove. And we saw that there are a host of chemicals that are transferred.
Is there evidence that when a person brings their hand to their nose, they're actually sniffing their fingers? Could it not be that they're just rubbing their face or something?
This was one of our main concerns, to show that this is indeed something to do with the sense of smell. So we measured that using a nasal cannula. It's basically a tube placed under the people's nose. We can measure the airflow using this instrument, and we unequivocally saw that when a hand is approached to the nose, there is a great increase in airflow, meaning there was a sniff involved.
I don't know about you, Idan, but when I read your paper, the first instinct I had was to immediately look down to see what I was doing with my hands and where they were, and I became conscious of every time after that I began to bring them close to my face. It's one of those awful things, a bit like when you see someone yawn and you want to yawn, and someone says they're itching and you want to scratch. Are you now sort of obsessed with what you do with your hands?
Pretty much so, and I also observe that all the time. And it's very funny to see when we present that in conferences, how people start to observe each other and themselves and to see what they do with their hands after they shake hands. It's pretty amusing, yes.
Smell my finger indeed. That's Idan Fruman from the Weizmann Institute in Israel.